Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. Throughout all the earth their voices carry, their message resounds with hope for all. A tax collector scorned by all, a serf of sovereign Rome, Christ called you, Matthew, from your goal to follow him alone. For Jesus passed you by one day, he looked and called your name. And in his gaze you knew his love, and leaving all you came. You found in him a different gold, the treasure of the field, the pearl beyond all human price, a whole new world revealed. Then in your joy you called your friends to meet the one who saves, that in the vineyard they might work for his eternal wage. Be with us, Matthew, help us now to trumpet forth God's name, that all we do may spread abroad this word that you proclaimed, that Jesus lives beside us now, the word, the bread, the vine, to be our hope and power and joy until the end of time. We praise you, Abba, God of all. We praise you, Christ the Son. We praise you, Spirit, for in you we may yet live as one. We beg you for that gift of sight to see in each your face, that even now our world may know the fullness of your grace. Then you are truly friends of mine, if what I have told you, you will carry out for me. Love and serve one another. When Adonai brought us back to Zion, we were like dreamers, laughing and dancing with songs on our lips. The nations exclaimed, "A new world of wonders, Adonai is with them. Yes, our God works wonders. Rejoice and be glad. Adonai, free us from bondage, as water to thirsty land. Those who are sowing in tears will laugh and sing as they reap. They went out with weeping and tears, carrying seeds to be sown. They come back, they return with singing, holding the harvest high. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen." Then you are truly friends of mine, if what I have told you, you will carry out for me. Love and serve one another.
A reading from the letter to the Ephesians. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith and in the knowledge of God's Son, and form that perfect human who is Christ, come to full stature. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of Love. Throughout all the earth, their voices carry. Jesus saw Matthew, the tax collector, sitting at his post and said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed him. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God, my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones, while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Jesus saw Matthew, the tax collector, sitting at his post and said to him, "Follow me." Matthew got up and followed him.
You called Matthew to leave his job to follow you, and sent him to proclaim the good news of your love to the world. Call us to bring this same message of hope to all humankind. Matthew crafted his telling of the gospel in five books, reflecting the five books of the Torah. May all who study and pray from this text follow your example of love for the Jewish people and of the Hebrew Scriptures. You calmed the waves so that your disciples would be saved from drowning. Calm the storms created by our selfishness and greed, and the tempests that catch us off guard. You strengthened Matthew to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Matthew to bring the gospel to the world and to witness to your truth and love with his life. Lead us to wisdom through his teaching and example, that we may share your compassion with the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May God bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Mother of mercy, our Queen, we greet you. Our life, our hope, our happiness, we hail you. We call to you as Eve's own children and exiles. To you we lift our hearts in sorrow and fear, in this valley of tears. Turn then, our loving advocate, and look with favor upon us, and after our life in exile, show us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O gracious, O loving, O Virgin benign, our Mother Mary.